Oh my God. Did you see that Fatty's like didn't put out a show on Friday?
I think it's the side of the Armageddon.
Yeah. Cause his computer died and then he went out and bought a new one. So
I wonder how much he spent, like $20.
Well, it was an iMac. So,
oh, okay. So $22.
$22. Yeah. I don't know. He went out and I tried to talk to him this weekend, but then I got sidetracked and then I, you know, she should always check on the elderly, but I just wanted to make sure.
Is this the first time he's missed a show?
No. I think it's happened 4 or 5 times over the past.
I can still remember the show that was 20 minutes and a second long.
I know that one of the ones that he had missed was this past year, not this past year in Vegas, but the year before in Vegas, where he was so shit-faced.
So drunk.
He was so drunk that he could not actually do it.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty. Online.
She should always check on the elderly.
Well, hello everyone. It is the Fat One and this is episode 2104 of the BFO42. I say Tuesday the 16th of February 2016. Y'all, coming up on today, say it with me.
A little show.
Y'all, I'm going to open some Valentine's Big Fatty Valentine's. Hello, learners. Big Fatty. Hi, everyone. I hope you're too. I say Tuesday is going well. Y'all, you're learners today because y'all, this new banjo band, big old fatty. Big Fatty is silly. Y'all, I'm learning. I'm still learning how to do it. I know on yesterday's little show, the sound was a little bit different, but y'all, that's because Gay Country West. Big Fatty, is it spelled C-U-N-T? No, it is not spelled C-U-N-T. He and I were sharing the Yeti micro hoist, and so y'all, I was kind of speaking in from the side, so it sounded a little bit off as compared to that. Big Fatty, you sound off every day. Yeah, well, that's probably true. Y'all, I'll tell you that after we recorded on Sunday night, y'all, we went and y'all, we were gonna go to the Lotus Vietnamese restaurant for supper, and y'all, it was closed. Big Fatty, but y'all, it was cold outside, so y'all, we went across the street to a place called Dig in the Park. Big Fatty, is that like what a dog does after dropping a coil? Well, maybe. Anyway, y'all, we had a Wes had a po' boy scrimp sandwich. Y'all, it was huge. It was fucking huge. And Big Fatty needed a solid, so y'all, I had the spinach solid with the tenderloin tips and the hot bacon vinaigrette. And y'all, I'm gonna tell you something, there was plenty of vinegar in that, because y'all, it made me puck a bit. Fatty, how do you turn supper into something vulgar? But anyway, and y'all, then we came back here to the villa, and y'all, we watched some stuff on the TV machine. Y'all, we watched The Big Run, I'm not going to go down in the Fat Cave to talk about it, but y'all, I got to say, it looks like it may be a pretty good season, and yes, and so I know that Bacon Bit, Sydney Bacon, is watching it, because her little hot throb, Big Fatty, that's Digga's hot throb. Oh, okay. Tyler Oakley or something like that. Or is that a country singer? And a Big Fatty, maybe it's spelled C-U-N-D. I don't know. Anyway, he's on there with a friend. anyway, but y'all, I think it's gonna be pretty good. And I recorded the downtown alley, and y'all, you know, I've already seen it once, but y'all, this week's episode, when I saw it the first time, y'all, it really was one of my favorite episodes of all the downtown alleys. And I'm just gonna leave it at that. If you've seen it already, you probably know why. Big Fatty, you're clear as mud.
Make a wish, Christmas in the tree.
Yeah, Gussie, a big fella, you need to tighten that up a little bit. Y'all, that's one of the things in the new banjo band. Y'all, it used to be all the controls were down at the bottom, and now they're all up at the top. And y'all, I can't quite figure out what I have to do to get some of the old stuff to work properly. But y'all, we're getting there. We're getting there. It is a work in progress. Big Fatty, hopefully by number 3,000 you'll get it. You hadn't gotten the rest of it by 2104. But anyway, y'all, you know I've got a couple of Valentines here, and I just want to say thank you to everyone who wished Big Fatty and Poodle happy VD on Sunday. Y'all, my straight boyfriend, straight Bob. Monday morning, y'all, I get a message from y'all. It was vulgar, but it showed emotion, and it was just the sweetest thing. I'm not gonna repeat what it said, but it meant the world to me. Is all I gotta say, and it put a big old smile on my face. Ready? Oh dear, Gussie. Y'all, you know that Peter G. Sent a Valentine back during the jury content contest, and y'all, we're actually gonna look at it now. Yes, Big Fatty. Y'all, it's a little, what is that? A little fox? Yes, Big Fatty. It's a little girly fox, and it says, and it's got glitter on it, and she's wearing Crocs. Big Fatty, it was fine until you said Crocs. It says, here's a little Valentine with lots of love tucked in. And y'all, you can actually pull the little Valentine out of the envelope. Oh no. Oh, does it come out? Big Fatty, we don't know. I'm trying to pull it out. Big Fatty, you've made it vulgar. Okay, I can't get it to come out. Big Fatty, open the card then. And it says, for a day that's extra special from the moment you begin it, happy VD, Bird Party, happy VD, love that Peter G. Big Fatty, that is just the queen, the sweetest thing. Y'all, I think that thing's just supposed to move. Oh no, there it comes. It y'all, it pops up and it says XOXO. Big Fatty, that's lovely. It is lovely. I wish I could do it right. Big Fatty, it's because you've got those old fingers, you know. Big Fatty, by the way, did you hear the old gal already begging for she's a whore. She's begging for giftettes for when she turns 60. Well, you know, whatever. Y'all, and our last Valentine comes from, I guess it's a Valentine. It was sent to me by the Robs, and y'all, we're just gonna open it up right now and see what we got here. And Big Fatty, inside it says, what does it say here? On the front, it is, y'all, it is, oh, that's cute, y'all. It's all these little people digging out a heart shaped thing. And it says, a happy Valentine's Day, hugs to you, you sweet man. Big Fatty, they clearly are drunk. Rob, thank you so much. Y'all are also sweet for doing that. Yes, Big Fatty.
It's February content contest month. It's February content contest month. Come on, Big Fatty listeners, and call the BFO for Kathy Marshall and Peter G. Not this Peter G, but that Peter G. And leave a so-so question, because they're so much better than excellent questions. It's February content contest month. Give a call with those mediocre questions.
That'll be lovely.
Thank you for calling.
Thank you for calling. And y'all, that
Whithaven.
Y'all, that of course is Digga. And Digga, thank you so much for the totally original, never been used before, a bumper that we're using this month. And y'all, let's just get right into the questions. Yes, Big Fatty.
Hey, Fart, it's Bacon. I have a mediocre question, and my question is, what is the mustache man in the top hat's name on Monopoly? We gotta know. Thank you. Thank you for calling.
Y'all, that of course is Miss Bacon. And Miss Bacon, thank you so much for the call. You're correct. This is a so-so question. And I don't know why I know this. I think his name is something like Moneybags or Pennywise or something like that, or Uncle Moneybags or something?
Big Fanny, the cellular telephonic device is ringing. I know.
Well, let's go to our next question. Yes, Big Fanny.
Hi, Big Fanny. Hey, Poodle.
Hi.
It's Timmy Sim.
Hi, Timmy.
I have a question.
Oh, okay.
Maybe two.
Huh?
And I don't know the difference between an excellent question or a so-so question. Don't play the music?
No, we don't play it for so-sos. No.
Okay, so my first question is, when you talk about the coffrey, what is good coffrey? Is there a name brand? Is it dark rose, light rose? What kind of rose? What is the brand? Because sometimes I would like to have a cup of coffee with Big Fatty in the morning and Boodle, but I don't know what brand is good coffrey.
Oh, yes!
And then my next question is the number one fan contest. Hashtag Lexi wanted to know, she's usually sitting on my lap when I'm listening to it at home, and she's just as much a fan. Can she get an entry into the number one fan contest? I gotta go.
Oh,
all right. Bye, Poodle.
Oh, bye. Y'all, that of course is that Timmy Sims. Big Fanny, you've had that one a while. That was before the number one fan contest.
Well, anyway, I think I put Lexi on your entry, Timmy. So had you won, you would have shared the crown, so to speak. Big Fanny, and I bet Lexi does some crowning also. Timmy Sims, lovely to hear your voice. It's been way too long, and you've got to do it more often. Big Fanny, maybe if you played him a little more currently, that maybe he would. Well, you know, I'm sorry, but you know, when the computer dies and you have the number one fan contest, and quit making mistakes and answer the question. Well, Timmy, these are so-so questions, and I've answered I don't think Lexi. You really should submit your own entry. So I don't think Lexi could fill out an entry form. But we would absolutely include Lexi in your entry.
Yes, Big Fanny, you said that.
And as far as the good coffrey. The good coffrey is I've got the this is a so-so. This is a very so-so. In fact, this is so so-so that it could be on that dubious intentions. It's just, you know, yes, Big Fatty, that's just so-so. Everything's just so-so. The good coffrey. Big Fatty's got the grinder coffrey pot, and so what I get is the 8 o'clock brand. It comes in a red bag, but I get the whole bean.
Big Fanny says spelled with a W.
It is. And then it grinds it in the morning.
Big Fanny, is that like the Grin Doctor?
No. And by the way, y'all, Veda said that that's you use that to find a dentist. Grin Doctor.
Big Fanny, he's silly.
I use the Colombian Perks. So it's a darker. It's not the regular 8 o'clock brand, but it's a Colombian. It's the Colombian Perk. So that is what the good coffrey is.
Big Fatty, and it'll make you run to the toilet like Granny.
True, yes.
Hey, Fart, it's Bacon. I just have a mediocre question, and the question is, Fart, what makes people tick?
Miss Bacon, thank you so much for the call. Lovely. Lovely to hear your voice, and a big fatty, you just tell what causes your ticks. Well, you know, the Rocky Mountain spotted fever will do it, but you know, sometimes you getting old, you'll get a tick, and you know, you know, or a stitch, or you know, a stitch or a tick, you know, they're all there. And sometimes people think you're crazy if you got a tick or a stitch or something like that. But I guess it's neurological. Is that the right word? Yes, listen to the BFO will make you tick.
Big Fatty, this is the Faye Driver, and I have a question for you. In fact, my question is, how do you clean your leather? Because I have a couple of pieces of leather, and sometimes they get some marks on them. I don't know if it's protein or if it's oil-based lubricant, possibly. I've tried cleaning it with just a wet cloth, or maybe just a little bit of mild detergent, but it's not really working for me. Can I use my car upholstery cleaning, leather cleaning compound on it, or should I do something else? Thank you very much.
Yeah, I gotcha, y'all. Big Fatty, y'all, that is, of course, the Faye Driver. And Faye Driver, first of all, thank you so much for the call from your jalopy. And yes, Big Betty, his sounds a lot better than Vader's. It's well, oh. And Faye, you know, did you say that you had some poutine stains? Oh, Big Betty, what is poutine? That sounds vulgar. No, that's like cheese dip or something. I don't know, cheesy cheese fries or something. Big Betty, oh, okay, that sounds okay. Well, the best way, Faye, first of all, this is absolutely a so-so question, and I'm glad that you called it in during February to ask Axis, first of all, there are two schools of thought here. One school of thought is that the discharges and stains on your leather give it character, and that's all part of the aging process, and you don't clean it. I mean, you might wipe it off so it doesn't look like you've poutined on your leather. Protein discharges and things like that, I'd leave it on there. Or what you do is you find you a little chicken boy, like that Justin Bieber. You're very fond of him, and just invite him over and put on your leather and Bieber, clean my leather and let him go to town. Oh, dear Cassie, y'all, I hope you have a lovely, just a lovely, too, I say, Tuesday. Y'all, Gay Country Wells sent me a message. Big Betty, is that cowboy? No, only to Granny. sent me a message saying he had safely made it back to the greater Hatlanta area. And y'all, we're gonna have an episode of the Gays with him later on this week. Yes, Big Fatty. But y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, y'all, you heard that Daniel Bieber and the Seda 69, who was filling in with from old Crooked Hat. And Daniel, what was one thing you learned about having a Seda on?
She should always check on the elder.
And empty Seda's a little box, too. Vulgar!
You can leave a comment on the website at bigfattyonline.com, and you don't have to use the www, or drop me an e-letter at ruined@bigfattyonline.com. Or call the voice letter number at 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438. And give me your good gosh and gay. Me! This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.